But the thing is, you know, what's the definition of smart city as well? Look, it's a moving pool. Exactly. It's a moving target.
It's a moving target.
Yeah.
You can have a very comprehensive smart city implementation,
absolutely,
which would include waste management, policing of the city,
absolutely,
traffic, yep, management, resource management, electricity distribution, you know, the citizen services, all of it, and
right,
much more than that. Or you could have just bits and pieces of that in a smaller form and shape.
If you speak to the real estate developers as well, I mean, honestly, yeah, they're not interested in the brownfield opportunities in the existing cities. They actually want to go after the greenfield, you know, where they actually build grounds up. And the fact of the matter is, what we need to do right now is to have existing cities become more smarter and livable, actually, right? Now, you know, this is brilliant. Help me understand. The government has actually taken a bold step of giving states a lot of autonomy. Now, it clearly translates to more IT budget, but what I understand from you, because you work very closely with the government, that is the change happening on the ground, or is it just part of the parliamentary sessions that we hear about in the country?
No, I should be fair in my response, and I would say we definitely see a change.
Right.
The change is in the form of a lot more awareness, mm, within the bureaucracy and even the local, you know, government ministers at a state level. There's a lot more appreciation of what some of these things can do for the betterment of the people in the state, and I think there are early signs, call it green shoots, of commitments being made, mm, with the budgets, whatever one sees.
Sure.
So that's very positive.
It's a good start, you're saying?
It's a good start.
Right.
It's a good start.
Okay.
Some of these things will obviously need to be seen, felt,
right,
after the implementation is over, for it to then gain a lot more momentum and have bigger commitments coming in from the government.
Sure, interesting.
So it's a good beginning.
It's a good beginning.
We
okay.
definitely see that across some of the progressive states.
Right.
We believe that we have a role to play in this, and that's the reason why with which we are engaging with quite a few of the governments at a policy level, at a definition level. You know, define
right.
what it should be. To your point, smart city can be a very, very big broad definition.
Yeah, it's funny when I speak to these real estate developers, for them mostly a smart city is about smart buildings.
Smart building.
And that's actually a hilarious one, because it's a lot more comprehensive.
Yeah.
It's an interesting pushback from the real estate fellows as well, because they don't see much value coming out of, you know, the existing cities really want to be building new, brand new. And I think that's where players like Dell come in, because, you know, you've got the muscle, of the managed services to be able to pull on the ground, start mobile services, start citizen enablement services, quite frankly. In that area as well, you know, startups are doing a very interesting job. We've got some brilliant startups in this country, and you mentioned them earlier on as well. And what's fascinating is that this probably is the first government which has come out and spoken openly about bankruptcy laws. And, you know, before this, absolutely the government never even considered having bankruptcy laws for the startups as a viable option. Now, you know, I also heard about, you know, Dell working within InMobi, and of course Mr. Michael Dell was here very recently, and he met a lot of these startups as well. Can you give me a sense of you know, how the Dell business is changing to deliver these startups as an opportunity?
Well, we have always worked very closely with startups. In fact, from the time we have gone private about a year and a half back, we have started calling ourselves world's largest startup. We behave, act, and perform like a startup. So we understand the rhythm of what goes into be building a business from scratch. As a company, it's a part of our DNA. We are extremely, extremely nimble, very flexible, and we're always looking for, you know, delivering on the promise that we are making in the market to the customers.
Right.
So it's pretty much the same value system that most of the other startups come into being with,
right?
And hence there is a very, very close you know, working relationship that we are able to build very quickly with some
right.
of these startups. Having said that, to be very specific, I would say that look, we provide the startups with a whole lot of education and inputs on best practices of running businesses. We do that because we believe that if we can help them in the early days, we would be building a relationship that would also translate into business over a period of time as their business grows, right? Clearly, as I made the point earlier, every business today has to be IT enabled.
Sure.
Right? Degree of IT deployment can vary.
Sure.
The way you go about deploying the IT could be different. Some of the startups may initially begin with adopting cloud, public cloud,
right,
as the way of using IT services. But then all said and done, there is business at the end of that as well. Somebody is providing that public cloud to these startups, and we could be a supplier to the public cloud provider. So all in all, we see this beyond just a transaction or a sale that we could make. So as I said, it's helping them, build a very strong and a very robust business, in the process sharing with them best practices, helping them at times with financial terms.
Can you give me an example?
We don't really stand on the ceremony of, wanting a startup to demonstrate to us a financial summary or a historical summary that can then be the reason for giving them credit. We have had situations where a small organization, not been in the business long enough, but is looking for financial help, a credit term that we could offer basis what we see in the form of their